strong finish from Tyrone there. Yourself and Shannon and a few other boys came off the bench and added injected a wee bit of pace and urgency into that, probably when it was needed.
Yeah, got a good game the other day now, and to be honest, it's great to have it. Like, you have to give full credit to St Mary's. Obviously, conditions weren't that great, but we just didn't start well, and we're in mindset, and then I suppose near the end we pulled away from them. Like, but you know, full credit to St Mary's to give us a great game the other day.
They probably felt they should have got a result out of that, because they dropped a lot of balls into Mickey O'Neill's hands there in the second half.
I suppose a bit of an experience, and you know, I'd say Paddy will be saying that to them, you know, for the Sigerson campaign and everything. So saying that, you know, we missed a few chances here and there in the first half, second half as well, and you just got to remember it's only January at the minute, like, so boys are obviously going to be a wee bit rusty, especially the shooting bits.
And what was the difference from Wednesday night now, when we racked up big scores, 420, just scores were more difficult to come by there, I know the conditions weren't ideal.
Yeah, I suppose when they get out in front, Kevin, I suppose they're very good, you know, they sit back and, you know, all of them, like, you know, they know their role, the team, and you have to give credit to, you know, the management as well, like, really, and we did find it difficult to break them down, and I suppose we got the goal, and you're hoping that we're going to push on, and then we give away a wee sloppy one ourselves, but, you know, that's football, and we have plenty to work on. I suppose for us, you know, it's better getting a game like that instead of hammering the team or something. Yeah, we'll have to be a wee bit more clinical, I suppose, and, you know, choosing the right option, because... No, let's be honest, like, you know, and you come up against, you know, Calvin especially on Wednesday night as well, like, you're going to have to be taking them chances.
And that's the thing, that Calvin's not a tough assignment than Wednesday night.
Yeah, Calvin's, you know, a tougher one, I suppose, another step up, like, but we're looking forward to it, especially going up there. It'll be a big challenge, like, but again, you've seen today a lot of boys stepping in, like, you know, Kieran McLaughlin, Ben McDonald, you know, different boys like came in today and the last day as well, so it's a great opportunity to blood them players.
Those
too.
Boys keep the legs of everybody else on their toes too, doesn't
they? They do, uh-huh. Someone was saying there, Matty Donnelly was one of the oldest boys at training, like, so you know, it just shows you that you know, boys like myself, even though I haven't been that long, like, we're the more mature, if you would say, players on the team. But when you have boys like that to come in and, you know, can offer that injection of kind of pace, and obviously they want to do well as well, then it rubs off on the team too.
Niall, can we ask just about, we asked Mickey there about the influence of Stevie O'Neill so far. Would you have ever come across Stevie much beforehand?
In terms of coaching?
In terms of coaching, hasn't been...
Not really with me. I'm not sure if he was involved in previous, like, development teams, but he's a wee bit too old. But obviously as a player, you know, as a young player, you always looked up to Stevie. But since he's come in now, especially as a forward, you know, personally myself, well, sometimes I'm back as well, but... you know, I've seen a big impact, like, so definitely not going to happen straight away, like, you know, it doesn't just happen overnight, but I've really enjoyed having him in, and, you know, a player of that calibre, you know, played before in the game, and you know what he offered, so no, we're really excited. You know,
that buys you a bit of credit, him being the great player that he was and all the rest, but can you kind of see maybe, or is he that vocal so far, or do you think he's more or less taking in what he is taking in? And
Yeah, he's, you know, in terms of analysis and different things of the games, you just know that he's been watching the game a lot since he's been out, like, you know, and he's been studying it, like, and just to have, you know, a fella like that, and again, no, he's very vocal, he's very helpful around the forwards, both defenders and forwards, and trying, I suppose, to bring our game to a new level as well.
Well, just on that, like, you know, Matty was talking about it during the week, and he was talking about the hard work now begins to catch up on you know, to catch Dublin. I mean, has that been sort of in the back of your mind since you've got back together as a group? Like, has it been talked about at all? Or
not really at all, I suppose. Mickey just, you know, always says this, like, you know, just focus on the next game, and, you know, McKenna Cup was just that. So no, I think that was 2017. We're in 2018 now, so no, it's a fresh start. You know, and we're just looking forward to the next couple of McKenna Cup games, and you know, it's none on that. It's just going to be the McKenna Cup games, and obviously our first game in the league, which is building that, and that's got way away. So.
Well, you're well placed now to go to the semi-finals, and those extra games are going to be very useful as you build towards the Galway trip.
Yeah, that's what you want, especially with the league starting earlier this year too as well. It's good to get them games and get a bit of fitness, a bit of match fitness under the belt as well. So big game now Wednesday night, so looking forward to that. But we've got a very good test today, and you know, have to give full credit to, you know, St Mary's there.